Track 4. A devious and predatory child rapist has been jailed for more than 30 years for abusing three different girls over a period of 2 decades. Nicholas Burrows raped 2 of his victims when they were 7 and 11 and started an abusive sexual relationship with the third when she was a 13-year-old schoolgirl. His first victim was just 7 when she was raped at Newton Abbott Landmark, known as the Devil's Pit. Burrows was described as a manipulative groomer with a sexual interest in children by a judge at Exeter Crown Court, as he was jailed for 29 years with a 2-year extended licence and scheduled as an offender of particular concern. He was arrested and interviewed after the Devil's Pit incident with the 7-year-old girl, but the case was not pursued by the police at the time. The victim read an impact statement in which she said he should have been stopped in 1994, but instead he has been able to carry on and abuse other children. Burrows, 58, now of Torquay, denied but was found guilty of 2 counts of unlawful sexual intercourse, 1 of rape and 5 of indecency or sexual activity with a child. He was jailed for 29 years with a 2-year extended licence by recorder Mr Donald Tate, who imposes an indefinite sexual harm prevention order and lifelong registration as a sex offender. The special sentence means Burrows will only be able to apply for parole after serving almost 20 years and will only be released if and when the parole board decide he poses no danger to the public. The judge told Burrows, "You are, by any stretch of the imagination, a sexual predator. You deny any interest in young children. Your conviction speaks otherwise. I am satisfied you are a devious and predatory individual."
Mayor says no to parish poll. An attempt to call a parish poll so that the residents of Newton Abbott can have their say on Queen Street has been declined by the town's mayor. In an email shown in the Mid Devon Advertiser, Jackson's Claire Quelvenek, on behalf of the Queen Street Traders and Residents Association, requested a parish poll be held in relation to Queen Street. "We request that, as mayor, you call a parish meeting for Newton Abbott," the email reads. "We would propose that at that meeting, a parish poll be undertaken so that the residents of Newton Abbott can have their say on Queen Street. Our concerns are founded on the widespread belief that Teignbridge District Council and Devon County Council have both ignored and misrepresented their own consultation results relating to Queen Street while incomprehensibly passing the traffic orders," it went on to say. "The legislation governing parish meetings and parish polls, as required by the Local Government Act 1972 and subsequent legal cases concerning parish polls, lay out several criteria. 2 of the most important of these are that the question put to the electorate in a parish poll must have a practical application, and that the outcome of the question must be within the remit of the Town Council. Newton Abbott's Mayor, Councillor David Corney Walker, believes the request does not meet those criteria, so has decided to decline the call for a parish poll. Newton Abbott Town Council has been a consultee on the Queen Street project since its conception," Councillor Corney Walker said. "However, the Town Council is not the decision maker in this matter. That power rests solely with Teignbridge District Council and Devon County Council. I have no alternative but to decline your request to call a parish meeting for the purpose proposed," he added. In response to the Mayor's decision, Claire said, "It is very disappointing that the Mayor has turned down our request to hold a poll when it is clear that the residents and traders of the town have been ignored. We will continue the campaign, and if we have to call the parish poll ourselves, we will." Councillor Richard Dawes asked, what function does the Town Council have if it is not to create and protect a vibrant town centre? Queen Street is currently flourishing and pedestrianised Market Walk is 33% empty.
Dawlish Post Office Counter Services set to downsize. Post Office Counter Services in Dawlish are to be changed, it has been confirmed. But the announcement has raised concerns by users that the current provision at the one stop in the Strand will be curtailed. It is understood the existing counter service is to be removed and a single counter top will be provided at the front of the store alongside the main till points. Customers have expressed concerns as they say the existing arrangements already cause long queues. One said, we were told they are shutting the post office counters at the back because of finance cuts. The silly small counter at the front is to be the main post office counter. Another added that when she visited the store, it was madness. She said, just can't see how it's going to work as the queuing system doesn't work now. So how do they expect it to work going the other way? Gillian Timms described the closure as stupid. She said, so many vulnerable people will really be upset and put in a very difficult situation. The decision was described as absurd and ridiculous, and many asked how users of the post office were meant to queue. A one-stop spokesperson said, over the last few years, we have seen a significant change in the way customers are using our post offices as more services have moved online and more companies are offering parcel solutions. Due to this, we will be converting a number of our main post office branches to local formats. We'd like to reassure our customers that dependent on the store, they will still be able to use our many banking and bill services, postal services, as well as travel essentials such as organising travel insurance and picking up their travel money.
Newton Abbott kitchen blaze. Four fire engines were mobilised to an incident at Newton Abbott this past weekend. Following a call to control, the appliance, along with an aerial ladder platform, were called to a property in Newton Abbott on Saturday, November the 11th. Upon arrival, the incident commander confirmed that there was a fire in the kitchen. As a result of the fire, the property suffered 100% smoke damage, with the cause believed to be accidental. Throughout the incident, crews used the following equipment: four breathing apparatus, one hose reel jet, one safety jet, and a short ladder. Thermal image cameras, small tools, and a positive pressure ventilation fan.